Horia.
KBOE live and local. It is 8:31. Yesterday's high here at the studio, 19. Overnight low down to 14. Barometric pressure is steady, 30.26. Relative humidity, 84%. Sunrise this morning occurred at 7:04, setting this evening at 6:12. And we're nearing an inch of snowfall. That light snow continues out there. 14 degrees, a wind chill of 3 here. KVOE live and local. And our weather this morning, a service of Skin Studio, a full-service med spa in downtown Emporia. Book your free consultation today. Call 620-208-SKIN. Skin Studio, where healthy skin is always in. It is 8:32, time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Big-time majors, big-time experiences. Get more from your degree at ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
This happened yesterday.
I need to stop by my bank. They need my updated driver's license. Then we can head off to lunch.
My credit union just texted me a link for my license.
Seriously? I'd love that.
I love my credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. By the time we did her banking, we only had 15 minutes for lunch. Texting, easy, convenient, and only at Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Dare to imagine what is possible. With over 200 academic programs, Emporia State University will put you on a path towards your successful future. With so many options offering hands-on learning to help you build your resume and the personal attention you get from a smaller school, you can customize your college experience to fit your career goals. Learn more. Schedule your campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
And welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and we are very pleased to be joined this morning by Dr. Ed Bashaw, Dean of the Emporia State School of Business. Ed, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron and Chuck. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, hey, thanks for carving out a couple of minutes for us. We appreciate that, to join us on the ESU Buzz here. As we mentioned, Ed is the Dean of the ESU School of Business, and we are going to be focusing on the topic of reaccreditation by the AACSB, which is the Association to Advance Collegiate Schools of Business. First on top, before we dig deeper into this, Ed, how significant is the reaccreditation?
Well, it's very significant. It you know, one of the things, I just finished writing a bunch of thank you notes to our donors, and I tell them, you know, this is the, you know, their gift helps us to distinguish the School of Business and to advantage our students. And so that's exactly one of the things that AACSB accreditation does, because it's recognized as the top business school accreditation in the world. You know, I think less than 5% of the world's business schools are accredited there, but we're able to take that. Let me give you two contexts. Okay. Context one is international. All right. So when I go, and I've gone all over the world promoting ESU and the School of Business, and you know, most people in Bangladesh, they're starting to hear of us now, but they don't know the concept of a state regional school and the value. But they do know what AACSB is, and so if we have that, that's a mark of distinction that shows that we have an excellent School of Business, and they're more likely to come. And by the way, we have 20 Bangladeshi students here just in our graduate programs because of that. So there's certainly a value in that. There's also a value when we're recruiting local students, domestic students, statewide students, those students, because they're able to take that degree, and we've had great success in getting our students jobs, and one of the reasons is AACSB. And when they put on the resume that we're an AACSB accredited school, it means something, and so they know that the quality is assured of what we've done. And I would tell you, this past experience was the best I've ever had. I've been on 13 visits to other schools, and four when they examine our school. And let me tell you, they're a lot nicer when you're on the visiting end than the receiving end. But this is the smoothest one, and I told our faculty that we've ever had. So I feel really good about what this particular reaffirmation says about how we're doing.
Well, Ed, how often does reaccreditation occur?
every 5 years. Okay. So, you know, we cannot, and that's good. It used to be 10 years, and there's, you know, an automobile term for tires, it's easy to get out around in 10 years, but they can kind of reel you in 5 years, and it's a lot easier to just, you know, school I've been in as a faculty before, they would say, okay, we got 10 years, so we can screw off a little bit, right? You can't do that in a five-year cycle. You cannot do that in a five-year cycle. We have to maintain what we're doing. We've had things just this year. We knew we were going to get that reaccredited a lot sooner than the official announcement was, but we've already started on the next cycle. So those are good things.
Well, you mentioned how significant reaccreditation through AACSB is, Ed. How many schools across the country, or even here in Kansas, have this accreditation through AACSB? I mean, is this a kind of a lofty goal to hit?
It is. So there are under 1,000 worldwide business schools. So you can do the math on what 5%, roughly 5%, and how many business schools there are. And they go to great lengths to try to determine who they are. And in Kansas, not all of the K Bor schools are accredited. So there are none that are not at least affiliated with K Bor that have that accreditation in Kansas. And so there's, you know, what that tells you, there's half a dozen schools in Kansas. So not that many out of the several business schools that we have in our state.
Now, Ed, do you apply for this accreditation? How does this work to get involved?
All right. So how that works is once you're accredited, then there's that you're put in a process, and so that process will begin anew when AACSB gets involved with us. And yet there isn't an application for that every 5 years. They send you an application about 3 years out that you tell them who your peer schools are, who your competitor schools are, and who your aspirational schools are. So my job as a dean is to choose wisely among that group, because these are peer deans that come to campus. And oh, by the way, they're volunteers, right? we pay them the princely sum of getting them here, putting them in a hotel, and getting them back home. And
that's it.
And by the way, we feed them while they're here as well. But we have to treat them nicely while they're here. But we do have to apply for that, and that means a lot of things. Every year we give them data about our operations, about our outcomes, those kinds of things, so that other schools can compare themselves with us and benchmarking studies in that. So it's a really good organization that helps business school deans get data and then be able to use that data, you know, from a competitive standpoint in terms of making your business school better, but also making sure that you're within the tolerances, if you will, of the AACSB accreditation.
And we're talking with Dr. Ed Bashaw, Dean of the ESU School of Business on the ESU Buzz. It is 8:39 on a Thursday morning here. Now, Ed, as far as the universities goes, is it up to them individually then to decide if they want to apply for accreditation? I mean, is this something that you have to decide to do and then move forward with it?
Yes. It takes quite a while. So the initial decision is, do I want my school to be accredited? And that they're moving from a non-accredited school to an accredited school. In fact, next month I'm going on a visit to a school in Indiana that's not yet accredited. And so this process takes a lot longer, and they have to get ready. And it takes about 5 to 10 years in some cases to get ready, because it's a sea change in many cases about how business schools operate. They're not used to collecting a lot of data about how our students are performing. And so we have assurances of learning that we have goals set for. So they have to, that takes a while to get those processes into place so that the faculty have articulated not goals for their course, but goals for the program. So we want to know how our students are doing relative to 4 or 5 goals. We have 5 broad goals, but how they're doing versus those goals when they get through with our program. And that gives us the basis of continual improvement. That's a big hallmark of AACSB, is continuous improvement. It takes me a while to decide. I can't just write a big check and say I want to be accredited. Yeah. I've got to really fundamentally change how I go about doing things. And that's, in many cases, that's a cultural shift for faculty, and it takes a while. And so 5 to 10 years is not a bad average about what it might take for the initial thought we were going to be accredited to actually go through everything and change our processes to align with AACSB, the standards, and then get it done.
And talking with Ed Bishaw, Dean of the Emporia State School of Business, with our talk on KVOE here this morning. It is 8:41 now. Ed, it sounds like the accreditation process is quite deep and involved. Are there those who don't make it? What's the average? I mean, for those who apply and then reapply and don't get accredited, are those who don't make it?
So there, yes, I've learned of some peer schools that fall off the map. Usually, it's because they don't have the resources to do what the team says. So that when the team comes in and you don't get reaffirmed right away, you have a year to get your house in order. And then if you still didn't get it in order, then they say, "Really? Are you sure?" And they give you some more extended time. And so if it's, for example, in our environment, we're losing, you know, faculty resources, not at our school, but, you know, but at other schools. And so they're not able to do it because they choose not to be able to do it because they don't have the resources. Because after a visit, if you don't make it, it's very prescriptive of what you have to do. And so presidents worry about, I guess, is it worth the value? And now, yeah. Do I have to hire, if I've got 10 faculty members and you're telling me I have to hire 4 more to be able to make it, then I might not do that. But generally about 25% of the schools don't get, once they're accredited, the burden of proof is, it's like you're innocent until proven guilty. So it's the assumption is you're an excellent business school and we're going to work with you and let's see what you have. But about 25% of the visits result in schools having to spend an additional amount of time to get to where they need to be.
And Ed Bishaw joining us on the ESU Buzz here. And Ed, let's talk about how you are evaluated. You've got standards, and I understand they're organized into a trio of categories.
Yep. So it all starts with the mission, right? Our school, so we have AACSB accreditation, and I remember President Garrett saying one young lady's safety school was Harvard. So she wanted to come to ESU, her safety school was Harvard. So let's talk about that safety school of Harvard. Many people know that Harvard has a pretty good business school. They're accredited by AACSB, and we're accredited by AACSB. They have a different mission than we have. And so what we do is we strive to be the best school we can be, given what our mission is. Our mission is a teaching and service mission with publication standards and requirements so that they're on the cutting edge. So we have to define what that mission is, you know, and we can clearly articulate that to the team and to our individual faculty members and staff people that are in the School of Business. So that's where it starts with, and based on that, it should have implications to what kind of standards do you have. So we have, for example, on our faculty specifically, I'll give you that example really quickly, is we have teaching evaluations. Some of those are evaluations that students give them. Some of those are the evaluations in terms of what new things that they're adding in to their syllabus and their curriculum, and so some of the standards are based on student evaluations. Those are somewhat objective, I would say. And then we have other standards that are based that are on subjectivity. How are we doing on that? The other part is what kind of research do we want our faculty to do, and they have to meet those qualifications to be able to have those qualifications, and we have percentages that we have to have our faculty that meet those qualifications. So we've got to do kind of what we're saying we do, and the strategy and the mission is the promise, and then the outcomes of that are what do we expect of our participants and what kind of learning outcomes and how are we doing in meeting our learning goals. But all of those flow from the mission. So I heard our advertising, and we talk about high-impact learning opportunities. Well, that's one of the big things that we did this time, and I think was very innovative relative to the other schools I've visited. We catalog every high-impact learning activity that our students had and put those in separate categories. Think of it as good, better, and best. I don't know, but we looked at the better categories. The best category was internships and some of those things that lead to getting jobs. The others are being exposed to business professionals and lectures and stuff like that. They're a lower impact, but not a no impact. And so that really was part of our learning outcomes and our assurance of learning were those high-impact learning activities that we put our students and give them the opportunity to have.
Well, congratulations again on the AACSB International Accreditation, Ed. It is a big deal, and I understand that the school...
It is a big deal.
Yeah, School of Business here has been accredited, I guess first accredited, what, back in 2002, I believe, is...
2002. So this is a year that ends in two, so that means we've been accredited 20 years. So that's great. We'll probably see that someplace, huh?
And we'll move you to the math department now, Ed. You know, way to break that down for me. I appreciate that. Well, Ed, thanks for your time this morning.
Keep a bunch of people.
it's always great to talk to you. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. You guys take care.
All right. You have a great day. Dr. Ed Bashaw, Dean of the Emporia State School of Business, with us on the ESU Buzz here today, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Good morning, it's 8:47.
Looking for an industry that offers a fixed schedule? Then look no further than Hostess Brands of Emporia. They also offer competitive pay along with a comprehensive benefit package. Hostess is taking walk-in applicants Monday through Friday, 10 to 2, and offering on-the-spot positions. If you're interested, stop by 1525 Industrial and apply within. You can also email ahines@hostessbrands.com or call 620-340-9235. Pay ranges vary from $18.25 to $43 an hour. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
So a friend told me about